Good morning, everyone. We grow two types of blueberries commercially in Florida. The Rabbit Eye cultivar is grown mainly for U-Pick and local sales operations, whereas the Southern Highbush, which is a cross between Northern Highbush blueberries and several Florida species, including the Rabbit Eye, is grown for a highly profitable early season fresh market. In 2006, 7 million pounds of blueberries were harvested from 2,600 acres at an average of $4.70 a pound. This can get up around $6 a pound, and this is compared to about $1 to $2 in most of the rest of the country, with Georgia and Florida getting around $2 to $3 because they are also able to get some of this early season market. Now, flower thrips are a pest of blueberries throughout their range in the United States, and they're a key pest of blueberries in Florida. And about 90% of the thrips captured in Florida blueberries are Franklin Yellow Bispinosa, the Florida flower thrips. They're about 1 millimeter in length, yellowish to orangish in color, with bristle-like wings and what the literature has come to call punch and suck mouth parts, because they have a single mandible that they use to puncture the leaf tissue or the flower tissue, and then their maxillary stylets are modified into a feeding tube that they use to then suck out the contents of the plants. And they have a very wide host range, both feeding hosts and reproductive hosts, and blueberries are a reproductive host. And so thrips injure them both by feeding on them and laying eggs in the tissue. And when they lay them in the ovary tissues of the flowers, this can be magnified when the fruit develops, as you can see here from this feeding damage, and also these spots of oviposition damage. The oviposition damage in this case isn't as severe as this feeding damage, but you can see if there was a lot of this, that would also be a problem. Now, thrips are mainly controlled through applications of insecticides at this time, and malathion is the conventional insecticide of choice until recently, and that is being replaced by Spintor, which is a reduced risk insecticide that is much less toxic to the bees that are important in the pollination of the blueberries. But an economic threshold has not yet been determined, and this is a big objective of my research. So the objectives of this initial stage were to investigate varietal susceptibility in southern highbush blueberries, to quantify the relationship between thrips numbers and fruit injury, and to quantify the relationship between thrips per trap and thrips per flower. So the methods were done on two farms in Hernando County, Florida, with four varieties of the southern highbush blueberry: Emerald, Jewel, Millennia, and Windsor, which are four of the most popular varieties being grown right now, with 9 plants sampled from each variety per farm for a total of 18, in a completely randomized design. I used 2 different sampling methods, white sticky traps, and there were a total of 36 traps per farm, which were changed out weekly, and flower samples, where I collected 5 flowers weekly from the plant where the sticky trap was hung, and these flowers were gently dissected back in the laboratory. Fruit injury was assessed when the fruits were green before they'd started to ripen, because it's much easier to see the injury in this case, and 25 fruits were collected from 4 plants adjacent to the sticky trap, so this was 100 per sample and 900 per variety on each farm. And these were examined for injury and marketability. So as I said, my first objective was to examine varietal susceptibility, the hypothesis being that different varieties with varying characteristics will attract different numbers of thrips, which will cause different levels of injury. And this was important because I needed to know whether I had to look at the variety separately for economic injury levels and thresholds, or if I could put them together. My statistics for this first part was fairly straightforward. I used an analysis of variance with SAS and separated the means using an LSD if the ANOVA was significant, but I did have to do some transformations to normalize my data. The sticky trap and fruit injury data was transformed using a log base 10 transformation, and the flower data was transformed using the inverse of the square root. So this graph shows the thrips per sticky trap on farm 1. You can see thrips per trap here and my varieties down here on the x-axis. You see we had a lot of thrips on this farm, and the emerald variety had significantly higher numbers of thrips than all of these other 3. Windsor also had significantly higher than Millennium, but it wasn't nearly the difference as this emerald variety. And this is showing the average thrips per flower. The light ones are the adults and the dark ones are the larvae. And you can see again, emerald had significantly higher numbers of thrips adults per flowers than all of the others, with Millennium here having significantly fewer than both Jewel and Windsor. With the larvae, there were no significant differences overall, although on my second week of sampling, Jewel had significantly higher numbers than the others. And this shows the fruit injury, and you can see the total fruit injury in the light blue bars and the actual unmarketable portion of that in the purple bars, and you can see there's no significant differences in either, although the emerald did have numerically higher than the others. This looks at the thrips per trap on farm 2. You can see there were a lot less thrips on this farm. And again, emerald had significantly higher than the other three, and this time Windsor actually had significantly fewer than Jewel and Millennia. With thrips per flower, we can see the adults again in the light orange with no significant differences. With the larvae overall, emerald had significantly higher numbers than Millennium and Windsor, with Jewel also having significantly higher than Millennium. But with this particular thrips per flower, this actually varied a lot throughout my sampling weeks. And again, there were no significant differences in fruit injury. And you can see there was a lot less unmarketable fruit on this farm. So my next objective was to quantify the relationship between thrips numbers and fruit injury. And since it did look like there were some differences in the varieties, I did this separately for each variety. The hypothesis being that there's a positive linear relationship and correlation between thrips per flower and fruit injury. Now, for this, I used non-parametric statistics because I looked at thrips per flower versus the proportion of injured fruit, and proportion data is, by its nature, not normally distributed. So I used the non-parametric regression Thiel statistic C, which is the measure of the slope. It tells you, is the slope equal to zero, or is there a linear relationship? And the Spearman correlation statistic, which is simply the non-parametric measure of correlation. So this is my graph for the emerald variety. You can see the equation up here with a slope of around 0.2 and the Thiel regression line. And we had a significant Thiel statistic C of 63 and also significant correlation statistic RS of 0.63. This is the same graph showing the Jewel variety. You can see the slope was a lot less for this, but it was still significant. The C of 54 and the correlation statistic of 0.48 was also significant. The Millennia variety again had a slope of around 0.2, this one closer to 0.3, with a significant correlation statistic of 0.43. The C statistic, the Thiel statistic, was borderlining on significance, I think the biggest reason probably being these two outliers up here. And this was for the Windsor variety. Again, we have a slope of around 0.2, and again, a significant Thiel statistic and the RS correlation statistic as well of 0.45. Now, my final objective was to quantify the relationship between thrips per trap and thrips per flower, and this is important because it's a lot easier for the growers to monitor their thrips using white sticky traps than it is to dissect flowers, which is very time consuming. And the hypothesis here is also that there is a positive linear relationship between thrips per trap and thrips per flower. Now, for this, to normalize my data, it was again necessary to use some transformations. For the thrips per sticky trap, I used a log transformation to normalize the data and also get a curve out of it, so it would be a linear relationship. And to normalize the thrips per flower, it was necessary to take the inverse. So that's why this looks like a negative relationship, because I had to take the inverse of the thrips per flower, which you can see here on the y-axis, and this is thrips larvae plus thrips adults. Now, we have thrips per sticky trap down here, and you can see we have a moderately significant correlation here of 0.6 with a very significant p-value, and there are two reasons why this is 0.6. One, I just have a lot of data points, so that lessens your correlation statistic, and also you can see here that the thrips adults are much more highly correlated with the thrips per sticky trap than the larvae up here. So in summary, there were significantly more thrips per trap collected from the emerald variety, but there was no real consistent trend in the thrips larvae or adults per flower among the varieties, and there were no significant differences in numbers of injured or unmarketable fruit. There was a positive linear relationship and correlation between thrips per flower and fruit injury in all four varieties, and a moderately strong linear relationship between the thrips per trap and the thrips for flour, and I'm planning on repeating this again to strengthen some of these relationships and work out some of the varietal differences, hopefully. And these are my acknowledgments. I want to acknowledge my major professor, Dr. Oscar Liebert, my dissertation committees, Dr. Funderburk, McSorley, and Dr. Grunwald, Gary England, who is an extension agent who did a lot of this work, of course, the blueberry growers, my lab mates, and the UFIFIS grant that gave us some of the money for this project. Thank you.